Well, Bob and I had been playing with the boxes. And Bob had a peculiar kind of interest in doing something so environmental that the structures that the boxes were making, in this case, I think they were like 1 foot by 1 foot by 6 feet, and we were putting them together and then gluing them into great big square rings and then making like it was a chain structure with the rings linked together. He wanted to put this into a really, what would you call it, cocooned or enveloped, like envelop that structure in something that minimized everything else around it,
shield.
Or eliminated
it. It was a shield, basically.
A shield,
it?
Yeah. So the idea was to find a place where we could use something neutral, visually neutral, like tar paper, and build the shield or the cocoon out of that, and then just have very, very minimal, simple lighting, and not articulate anything like, you know, these cornfields where they cut mazes through and stuff like that. Not articulate anything formal, like not preconceive a pattern for the forms, but just to build it. We kind of like backed our way out of the space. We started at one end where it ended and just built our way out, leaving. We knew we were leaving spaces where people could, by stepping over, climb into and then experience the peculiar, very peculiar geometry of these objects in this relatively dark but nevertheless lighted environment. It was Bob. That was Bob. And I just said, you know, I think we could talk to Alvin out at Fine Arts Gallery and see what he thinks. You know, would he permit this kind of nonsense to go on inside his space, you know, this travesty of sculpture and environment. And he thought it was great. He was very, very supportive. Very supportive. So we just did it.